on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
To the Monday Victorian Form Preview, racing at Hamilton today. We're on a good four. The rail is at 3 metres from the 800 to the 400, and it is true for the remainder. And Warren Huntley's here after a big weekend to find us all the winners. How are you, Waz?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Highlight of the weekend?
Gee, I think the win of Moorabi was spectacular at Ballarat, just riding the speed and kicking away and running good times. So, yeah, I'll have Moorabi as the highlight of the day, the Group 1 race at Perth, albeit with the local horses. I thought that was a terrific race as well.
No doubt one of the highlights for many punters, because it was very heavily supported, was Duchess of Dorset, who was great at Ballarat on Saturday as well. And Simon Wall joins us. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, well done with Duchess of Dorset. Gee, she's a money-making machine, isn't she?
Yeah, she's just almost like a perfect little racehorse. She's great to train. You know, she's lovely and quiet. She's sound, and she's got that, you know, beautiful racing pattern where she just puts herself in terrific spots, and she's got a bit of talent to go with it. So, yeah, she'd be a lovely horse to own.
Are you keeping going with her over the summer period, or will you give her a little let up?
Oh, look, I think, you know, mares in form, it sometimes pays to keep going, I think, but we'll be guided by her, really. You know, like if there's any sort of any indication that she needs the paddock, that's where she'll go. But if she's, you know, if she's sort of bouncing, and it appears like she's come through that run quite well. So, you know, we'll probably give her, you know, 3 or 4 days and let her sort of tell us where she's at. But if there's nothing wrong, I think we should keep going. I'd like to really build her rating so that maybe in the autumn she can have a crack at a, you know, a mare's stakes race, like a listed or Group 3 type race. I think that'd be, you know, well within her reach. And so it'd be good now just to, yeah, build that rating up to sort of guarantee her starts in those types of races.
And just while I've got you, Simon, can you give us an update on Charlie Rose? How is she?
Yeah, she's going really well. Everything's gone perfectly, actually. The flap of skin is really, you know, it's healed perfectly. The stitches are out. It's all holding together. She's still in a box and still getting bandaged, but we're hoping, all being well, she'll go to a small yard next week, and then, you know, sort of 10 days in a small yard without any problems, she'll head to the big paddock.
Oh, that is good to hear. Hopefully we'll get to see Charlie Rose back sooner rather than later. Well, hopefully you can keep the good run going today at Hamilton. You kick it off with Merganella, who's having its third start for your stable. Is it ready to strike today?
Yeah, I think he gets a chance to run really well today. He's drawn well. We'll probably ride him just a little bit quieter. He's led him up both starts for us. And yeah, I think out to a mile, third start, you know, for us, I think he needs to be showing us something to warrant sort of going on with. But I think he can. He's got a lot of weight. Obviously, being a high weight race, I think he's got 73, but he's a big, strong horse, so I don't think the weight will be a problem. And as I said, we'll just ride him, hopefully, just off the speed, and then see if he can finish off. But I think a mile's more up his alley than the couple of shorter races that we gave him.
Race number 6, you've got Morning Has Broken, which is a first starter. What can you tell us? This 4-year-old mare, taking a while to get to the track?
Yeah, she's a late developer, lightly framed horse. She looks like a natural stayer, actually. So, she's pretty well educated and nice and sound. In her trials, she's only been, I don't think she's been over further than 1,000 metres in her jump outs, but, you know, her last trial at Ararat, she hit the line late really well. So I think 1,400 metres will be, you know, won't be a problem to her. I think she'll eventually get out over further, but, you know, she's fitting well, and I think she's drawn a good barrier too, so she'll get a nice run, and wouldn't surprise me at all to see her running top three or at least, you know, hitting the line pretty well.
And then you wrap up the day in race number 7, and that is Pristine Image. Dean Yendall in the saddle, and the market's got Pristine Image, a firm favourite now, into the red, $1.90.
Yeah, I think it looks like a nice race for him. He's dropping back from a mile to 1,400, but he's just had such a long campaign. We thought we'd try and keep him really fresh since his last run and drop him back in trip a little bit, which, you know, has allowed us to do not a whole lot with him. He's just been pottering around at the beach and a bit of swimming and light jogger work. So he's, you know, he's nice and fresh for this one. And I think 1,400 suits. And again, it looks a nice race. And Dean's, you know, ridden in his last three. So he knows the horse well. And hopefully he can just put himself in a good position. And, you know, I think if he runs up to his last couple of starts, he should be going pretty close.
All right. Sounds like he's the best.
I think so, yeah. I think he's the most exposed and reliable. I think he'll he's probably the best of them, yeah.
Good luck today, Simon.
Thanks very much.
Simon Wild, his best is in the last race, race number 8. We'll get there in a moment. Let's kick it off with the first, and this is over 2,009 metres. It is the high weight, and no scratchings here. Lorraine is two's on favourite from the Patrick Payne stable, $1.50. Farrago, $3.40. Bad Boy Bobby, $8. And there you go, $9. Do we start the day with a short price two's on favourite that gets the cash, Warren?
She'll probably win, Michael. I don't know if I can back her at that price. I've tipped her quite a bit recently, and she's still here in a maid, so she's been frustrating from a tipping and a punting perspective, but she's been earning checks. Got a bit of versatility too. We've seen her lead at Warrnambool a couple of starts ago and just get nutted and then can be ridden from back in the field. So race that lacks a lot of obvious upside outside her, and perhaps Farrago, who hit the line quite well first up, I thought they're the winning chances. I've gone 6 ahead of 1, but she's a very tight quote. 8 there for you, a long time maiden, but continuing to race consistently, and two Bad Boy Bobby's got less convictions than most, which is a positive, and has been okay two runs to date. 6182.
6182 in the first at Hamilton. Race number 2 is over the mile, and in this race they all go round. Jekyll and Hyde's the favourite here, $3.40. Parramatta, $3.60. Rivoli Drive, Rivoli Drive is at $4, and then we're out to Wolf Prince at $7.50. This race looks a bit more open, Warren.
It does, Michael, and look, I thought number 5, Parramatta, might be looking for further, but just like the way that he's been finding the line, and maybe the tight track around Avoca wasn't really suited to him, and he was on speed on that occasion, so he's shown the versatility also. Had the run, the distance range, worked home quite well last start. Leaning 5, ahead of 3, Jekyll and Hyde, whose first preparation was quite consistent. First up run wasn't great, been back to the jump outs and looked to go well subsequently, so I'd expect improvement here second up. 10, Otto Allen was jumping out nicely going into this preparation. Just with recent racing under the belt, might be ready to improve. And 6, Rivoli Drive was okay on debut. Was a bit of a sneaky hit and run there, and then went to the second day at the races, appreciated the slight rise in trip and ran even better. 5, 3, 10, 6.
5, 3, 10, and 6 in the second. Race number 3. This is a 58 over the mile as well. All go round. Pentire Spirit, $3.10 for Will Gordon and Lindsay Smith. Merganella, we heard from Simon Wild, $3.90. Shadow Prey, $4.80. And then you're out to a Fighting Fury at $6.50, Warren.
Yeah, I think a deserved favourite is Pentire Spirit. I thought that run behind Last Spezia at Warrnambool last start was solid. Last Spezia went from there to Moonee Valley and won on Friday night. So that form's holding up really well, and Pentire Spirit will be fitter coming into this. Leaning 6 ahead of 3, Merganella. Simon Wilder, I thought, explained it pretty well. Fit now, been in the stable routine for a while, gets up to the 1,600 metres, tweaked the headgear with the blinkers off and the winkers on. 1, Shadow Prey, was only even at best first up, but has been back to the jump outs, gone well since blinkers got on second up, so you would expect some improvement. And 5, Trenchant's been going around in some of the lower grade country cups, but going fairly in them, gets a significant drop back in grade here with the blinkers on. 6, 3, 1, 5.
6, 3, 1, and 5 in the third. Race 4 is a maiden over 1,100 metres. We can take out 2, 3, and 4. Cadena is the favourite for Lindsay Smith here as well. It's at $2.70. Golden Ridge into $2.80. Smart Love is at $4.40. Mr. Freeze, $5.50. They're the 4 under double figure odds. And since scratchings have occurred, the market's firmed for Golden Ridge, and it's now just 10 cents behind the favourite.
I'm with Golden Ridge also, Michael. I can understand that firming. I thought the run at Kyneton last start really didn't ever get into a rhythm, was working 3 wide the majority. I thought battled on really well. Adam Louvre had the camp on them and was too strong late. I thought Lanwell gets a little claim here for Tatum Ball. I think she's going to be hard to beat. Number 10, Golden Ridge. Head of 9, Smart Love, was the first horse off the bridle. Kept finding on debut. Little rise in distance is a positive from 1,000 metres. Might even be looking for further, but with the benefit of that day at the races from an inside draw with Johnny Allen aboard and up in trip, Smart Love can put herself in the race. She'll be thereabouts. 11, Cadena, was well supported on debut. Thought ran okay. I reckon that tight track around Dunkeld didn't really suit her, and of
I've got six. Mr. Freeze, as the market suggests, is next best to be close to peak fitness now. A little tweak with the headgear, visor on, winkers off. 10, 9, 11, 6.
10, 9, 11 and 6 in race number 4. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a Quaddie Legs at Hamilton today.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview on this Monday. We are racing at Hamilton today. We're up to the first leg of the Quaddie, race number 5, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,109 metres. Warren Huntley finding us all the winners, and we've got a short price favourite, but there's two that are fighting out favouritism in this first leg. Enigma from the Price Kent Junior Stables, even money, $2. And He's Exclusive from the Maddie Williams Stable at $2.20. We're then out to That's a Blast at $8. Do we just put two in this leg, Warren? Do we need to go wider?
I'm going with three in the first leg of the Quaddie, Michael. And I think there's a bit of value on, hopefully, about number 4, There's Nina, who can be a little bit hit and miss, but your recent jump out was encouraging. She'll sit off those two horses that dominate the market. And hopefully, with the blinkers on that she didn't wear in a jump out, but she went very nicely, have the last crack at them. So I want the three of them in the first leg of the Quaddie, and I think there's value, hopefully, about number 4. There's Nina, the camp off the leading group and be strong late. 4 for me ahead of 3. Enigma, who comes through the same form line as He's Exclusive. I can understand the market struggling to split them. There wasn't a lot between them first up, and they both ran well. He's Exclusive just behind the speed, and Enigma with some momentum out wider. Enigma's been back to the jump out stints and looked to move well. I've gone 4 ahead of 3-1. He's Exclusive's not going to be a far away from Enigma. There wasn't much between them last start, and 2, That's a Blast, next best. 4, hopefully a bit of value, ahead of 3-1 and 2.
4 ahead of 3-1 and 2, so you can get $10, which is a nice start to the Quaddie if it lobs at Hamilton today. Second leg is a 1,400 metre 3-year-old maiden. In this race, we can take out 3-year-old and up, 11, 14, 15 and 16. Aquila Star is the favourite for Archie Alexander at $4, Magnetic Jewel $5, Tom Shout $6, and then the first starter from Simon Wilde at $7. How many in this leg, Warren?
I'm putting 4 in this leg, Michael, and I do think that Tom Shout hopefully gets his chance to break through. He's the horse that was controversially left at home when he was meant to race at the last Hamilton meeting, and when they were entering the mounting yard, it was discovered he was the wrong horse. So hopefully Darren Colpin will have the right horse on course today. I thought Tom Shout ran well first up. I think that's a good form reference for this. Just needs some luck from the draw, and I think he's ready to win a maiden. 7 out of 2, Bajrak Tari, who rode the speed, gave a really good sight last start. Didn't have a lot of luck to start before. I'd expect Christine Falls to ride positively here. 10 Morning Is Broken, the debutante from the Simon Wilde stable. I think kicking off at 1,400 metres is suitable from what we've seen at the jump outs. Where's the Winkers on debut? I'll put 9 Magnetic Jewel, who's a bit of a frustration. She doesn't have a lot of luck in her races due to her get-back run-on pattern. There's generally money for her at some stage, and she'll be strong late. If you're going any wider, I'd include Aquila Star, but I thought a recent jump out was okay, but thinking the run might help. 7 for me, ahead of 2, 10 and 9.
7 ahead of 2, 10 and 9. And Darren was on with the Breakfast Boys, Darren Colvin, because he's also the track manager at Hamilton today. And he wasn't buying into tipping any off Tom Shout after what happened last week. So good luck to Darren and the team with Tom today in the second leg of the Quaddie at Hamilton. Race number 6 is a benchmark 58 over 1,409 metres. Take out 3, 9 and 12. Pristine Image is the $1.90 favourite for Simon Wilde. Fabian Spirits at $3.60 and Anika Drinker at $9.50. Two dominate the market again here, Warren.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I'm keen on Pristine Image. Just as Simon Wilde outlined, getting close to the end of the preparation, but on the fresh side, back to 1,400 metres, a track he likes, and it can be a horse's for course's track, and hopefully with that freshness, he can hold a spot. As Simon outlined, he had a bit to do from back in the field last start. I'm keen on him. 7, at a 4, Fabian Spirit, who's also deep into the preparation and on the quick backup, but he's done that before and run well, so I'm not concerned at all about the quick backup for Fabian Spirit. 2, Inka Dinka, fitter for 1 run back from a spell, and 10, Nicker John, was an improved run last start. I do think that the two that dominate the market will probably dominate the race. Keen on 7 ahead of 4, 2 and 10.
7 ahead of 4, 2 and 10. And that brings us to the last, which is race number 8, jumps at 5 o'clock over 1,209 metres. Take out 3, 4, 6 and 7. So we've just got a field of 6 in the last. And Yarra Boy, another favourite for Lindsay Smith, is an even money pick in the last. Yulong Knight, $2.80, $6.50 Spanish Schnitzel. Do we trim up this last leg then?
Yeah, I'm coming home pretty trim in the last two legs, Michael. Numbers 2 and 5 are the ones I want in the last leg. And Yarra Boy was solid first up behind the Wrangler, who was able to ride the speed and win that race. I'm not surprised the blinkers have gone on, staying at 1,200 metres, because if it wasn't for the blinkers, you'd think he'd definitely be looking for the 1,400 metres, but he does strike a suitable race second up. 5 for me, ahead of 2, Yulong Knight, who's fit and in form, making his own luck somewhere near the speed. He'll be the one that Yarra Boy's trying to chase down. 10 Unlimited Ability, broke through last start. A little bit tougher, but the stable seems to be ticking along quite well. Bob and Kane Post, with Kate Wallace doing the majority of the riding. And Spanish Schnitzel's not a noted first upper. He'll probably be out the back, but small field, he'll be strong late, might be next best. 5-2, 10-1.
5-2, 10 and one in the last. All right, Warren, how do we make a dollar out of Hamilton today?
I think Pristine Image is the anchor, race 7, number 7. I might be missing that you about race 5, number 4, Vesnina, just into the double figures in a small field. Quaddy first leg, Michael, 1, 3 and 4. Second leg, 2, 7, 9 and 10. Just numbers 4 and 7 in the third leg and numbers 2 and 5 in the last leg. I also think the early quaddy's a bit skinny. We'll try and get that for a small outlay for the play of the day. First leg, 1 and 6. Second leg, 3 and 5. Third leg, 6 only. Last leg, 10 only. So outlaying $4 and hopefully snaring the early quaddy. That probably won't happen, but we'll give it a go.
Sounds good to me. Fingers crossed, Warren. Enjoy the Monday Hamilton meeting.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley with all his selections. Don't forget, as you can find them each and every day, just jump on rsn.net.au, go to the Tipsters Hub, and you'll be able to find all of Warren's selections and all the race callers around Australia today as well. Time to head over to the headquarters of racing.com, where Matty Welsh will be finding us all the winners today at Hamilton. How are you, Matt?
Very well, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Did you have a winning weekend?
I wouldn't say it was extraordinarily lucrative, but there was a few winners at Ballarat. Didn't really shoot the lights out, though.
Yeah, there were a few short price favourites at the Rat, so it was just a matter of finding the right ones to make a profit on the day. What about this Monday meeting at Hamilton?
It's a fairly skinny program. There's a number of short price favourites across the card. I've gone to race 5 for the best bet of the day. Enigma, race 5, number 3. He's around that $2.05, $2.10 mark. I think he should be odds on. He hit the line strongly last time out at Warrnambool in the same race that he's exclusive comes through. Key for this horse is he's been back to the jump outs between runs. He's got a barrier blanket on. He jumped much better in that jump out that he had at Mortlake last week, and what really cost him first up was being a bit slow away. So I think he can jump cleanly today, hopefully come across, sit outside, he's exclusive, and I think he'll be too good. So race 5, number 3, the best of the day.
All right, maybe do your shopping early if you want to lock in that even money as well for Enigma. Where else are you maybe looking for a bit more value on the card?
A couple of double figures. Race 2, number 10, Athol Allen. I think she's got a great chance here. She's already been reasonably well backed, but she's still around that $12, $13 mark. Both her runs this campaign have been in much stronger maidens, and she very quickly gets from the 1,200 up to the 1,600 today. Jump outs prior to the preparation were good, and she's been supported in all three of her runs, so clearly there's someone who thinks she's got ability. I think she'll run very well in what's a fairly moderate high weight maiden, and then head over to race 6, number 2, Bajrak Kari. Had a run here on its home track last time out and went out very hard at this track and trip and at this track over 1200. And I thought stuck on really well. Looks to control the tempo today, and Hamilton's rarely a track that disadvantages those on speed. So, well, you run really well around that $10 mark, Bajrak Kari, race 6, number 2.
Excellent. All right, Matty. Sounds like we've got a couple of nice plays today at Hamilton. We'll get to see all the action on racing.com throughout the day.
Look forward to it. Have a good week, Michael.
Matty Welsh joining us there with all of his tips for Hamilton this afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. We're going to be out here at Caulfield all week, as we have said. We'll be telling the tales of this wonderful training establishment and the history of it tomorrow. Joshy Rodder will join me, and each day he's going to recount his top 10 Caulfield moments, the history of, from his personal perspective, and also the history of this great course. No one knows this Caulfield racetrack better than Josh Rodder. We'll also catch up with Colin Little from the famous Lord Lodge. He'll have some great stories to tell, as will John Maloney from one of the famous racing families who was built around this Caulfield racetrack. So